I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
At the time, how did you feel about this drawing?
I thought it was amazing and I was hilarious. I remember, because I put them all up and I remember someone... I used to be in a band and one of my bandmates was like, oh, they're really funny. They're really good. And I was like, thank you. And then another guy I knew was like, yeah, I don't get them. And I remember being like, what don't you get about them? And being really angry at him that he didn't. I was like, it's fine. He just doesn't get my humor. So I was getting mixed messages. It was very confusing. I think I thought it was really funny, but it might not have been. And also as well, being a bit of a comic book nerd at like 19 and being, I was quite chubby at the time as well. I was quite gothy. I like really like dyed black hair, loads of piercing, stuff like that. It's really difficult to meet people who are like-minded, even if you're at university. So I think for me, it was almost like, it was probably not like a cry for help, but it was sort of that thing where you go, oh, I hope someone sees this and they laugh at it. And then I like meet people who like comic books as well and that kind of thing. So I think like drawing cartoons for me was just like, an expression of who I am, but maybe also picking them in MySpace was like, oh, maybe I'll meet someone. Maybe a boy. I don't know.
And did you meet anyone?
No.
Oh. Hi, I'm Daryl Smith, and just over a year ago, I rediscovered a book of poetry which I wrote when I was 14. Rereading it made me feel excited and sick, and start wondering if there were other people like me. People who, for whatever reason, had kept something from their past which at the time they were proud of, but now it only provides embarrassment. That's why I created I'd Sooner Forget This, a podcast where every week a guest will share with you something that they've dragged from their personal history. You'll hear the stories, the shame, and all the other feelings that this kind of digging into the past can create. You're about to hear some clips from upcoming episodes, which I cannot wait to share with you. Don't miss any of them by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you enjoy the show, then please do let your friends know and give us a review on iTunes. Search I'd Sooner Forget This on Facebook or at I'd Sooner Forget on Twitter, so you can see additional content like videos and photos, which is going to accompany every single episode. So here it is. This is I'd Sooner Forget This.
Some years ago, I destroyed all the stuff I'd written before 1970, but this missed the cull. And the other day, I actually turned it up. I didn't know I'd kept it, and I thought, well, yeah, I would have culled it if it was. But like all other composers down the ages, you very often find that when you progress, not only necessarily in age, but in knowledge of music and other things, you look back at what you've done and you just don't like it at all, you see.
The last lol word here is sausage lols.
It's a good out.
Which is just what my dad calls sausage rolls.
It's a good out. Man, I look so different. I mean, that's the least valuable observation on a podcast. Yeah, I've forgotten how much I was copying Stuart Lee.
I don't watch that and think immediately that you're trying to mimic him.
Really? I feel the repetition at the beginning is very Stuart Lee, and I'm really surprised watching that. I look completely different. I look quite muscular. I look all right, actually. I've always thought I was really fat and ugly in those days. I looked okay. I'm fat and ugly now, I guess. I'm not a very nostalgic person. I don't like being reminded of the past. I really don't like it.
Oh, well, I apologise, but this is
integral. But for you, I'll take the hit for you, Daryl.
I remember I was walking down the road to the gig, and I bumped into him on his way there, and he said, oh my God, you look, like, so sick with worry. And I was like, yes, I am. And he was like, well, you should be. And I didn't get that he was just teasing me. So I got there and there were about seven people watching me, four of whom were my mates from school. And people were talking over me. And then the sound technician had to come down and be like, oh, can you shut up? She's trying her hardest.
Listening back to that, is it almost like listening to a different person?
Well, it sounds like a different person. I don't know what my 12-year-old self was like so much as I remember, like, my later in my teenage years, that, like, he really isn't me. He's very much trying to find himself. He dealt with it by being quite, like, abrasive and look at me. I don't know. It was like, I guess that's a defense thing, isn't it? To be like, people won't point and laugh at me if I'm pointing and laughing at myself.
I wrote to him saying I was his number one fan, which makes me want to kill myself. and he replied saying, no one has ever said that before. And it was at the time, I was like, oh, great. But now I'm mortified of embarrassment that I ever said that to a grown man.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.